Wisconsinites will be voting for Attorney General on November 6th. It's a position that affects the state's policies on policing, the enforcement of environmental laws, and other issues. Incumbent Republican Brad Schimmel is seeking a second four-year term. His Democratic opponent is Josh Call, a former federal prosecutor. UWM Professor of Urban Planning Mordecai Lee spoke with WUWM's Mayan Silver about the issues in the race.
Generally speaking, in politics, when there's an incumbent, no matter what office we're talking about, an election is a referendum on the incumbent. In other words, do the voters feel the incumbent did a good job or did a bad job? Do the voters feel he or she should stay in office for another term or be kicked out of office? And so, regardless of who the incumbent for AG is, Democrat or Republican, male or female, it generally will be if the voters are satisfied with the current AG or dissatisfied with him.
And do you think that there are any particular, you know, substantive issues like the opioid epidemic or school safety or anything like that that is going to be a referendum particularly on?
Generally speaking, I suppose you could say voters split into two camps. One camp says, do I agree with the person who's the incumbent? Did I like the decisions they made? So in other words, it's kind of a substantive or ideological kind of decision. Sometimes the voters will say, do I feel so-and-so is qualified, was qualified, is qualified, or do I feel the challenger is better qualified in terms of their background and experience? So it's really hard to tell how Wisconsin voters will go. I suspect, and this is purely a guess, that the issue of Obamacare and the lawsuit against Obamacare might end up being a kind of a defining issue, because just like the state is very split on politics in general, on Governor Walker, they're also very split on Obamacare, and especially on the issue of pre-existing conditions. So here you had a situation where the incumbent AG made a decision to participate in a lawsuit against Obamacare, and if they were to succeed, it would eliminate the current federal law that has to do with pre-existing conditions. I suppose it's really important that we differentiate between sometimes an AG is in a reactive position. In other words, somebody sues Wisconsin, and so it's the job of the top lawyer for the state of Wisconsin to defend Wisconsin. When an attorney general decides voluntarily to participate in some kind of class action lawsuit, then it becomes purely the incumbent's decision. And so I think that the incumbent's decision to participate in this lawsuit might sort of embody everything that there is in terms of the campaign. In other words, we have a Republican AG and a Democratic challenger. We have an incumbent who's against Obamacare. We have a challenger who's for Obamacare. And so it's so interesting how the political issues have played out that now so many people are focusing on pre-existing conditions. And I think it's fair to say for the voters who don't like Obamacare and don't care about pre-existing conditions, then I presume they like the decision made by the current AG to participate in the lawsuit to declare Obamacare unconstitutional. And for those voters who like Obamacare or like the current protections in the law of pre-existing conditions, presumably then they'll have a negative opinion about the AG participating in it. So it's so interesting how issues come to the fore and how one issue or another sort of becomes emblematic of everything there is.
Are there any weak spots for Brad Schimmel or for Josh Call in this race?
I suspect that for any average voter who follows this in terms of what the campaign ads are or newspaper coverage, it's pretty easy for them to see what the challenger thinks are the incumbent's weaknesses and what the incumbent thinks are the challenger's weaknesses. So we see them arguing about testing of rape kits or the crime lab, or we see arguments about experience and qualifications. We see arguments about acting on the opioid epidemic. But I think it's really important for us to clarify that in a democracy, there's no such thing as casting the wrong vote. In other words, if there's a voter who likes the incumbent for whatever reason, or likes the decision the incumbent has made, then go ahead, for whatever reason, vote for him. If they don't agree with his record, or they particularly like the challenger, then vote for the challenger. there's no sort of poll test or literary test in terms of you can only make a decision based on qualifications or you can only make a decision based on court decisions. I suspect that people will be voting for the incumbent or for the challenger for a half a dozen different reasons.
Do you know any of the successes of incumbent Schimmel's term and or some of the characteristics that Kahl would bring to the position?
I suppose we need to emphasize that an AG is not only a very important position, probably the second most important statewide elected position in state government, but an AG is a
part. Why do you say that?
In American culture, law is very important. You know, the thing, let's turn to the lawyers, is a very reflexive aspect of American law, of American government, of American courts. Lawyers aren't quite as important in some other cultures, but they are very much in Wisconsin. So it seems to me that after the governor's office, which is the most important position in state government, what's the next most important office? It seems to me it's the AG in terms of the power and the decision-making and the discretion and the law enforcement. And so this is a really important position. And it's not only an important position, it's a partisan position. In other words, even though all of us might shrug, what the heck does it mean to be Republican law enforcement or Democratic law enforcement? Well, when you get to those high levels of public policy, it does make a difference in terms of party. And so here we have a Republican AG, 99% of the time in agreement with a Republican governor. There have been times in Wisconsin where we've had two parties having split government. In other words, governorship is held by one party, the AG held by another party. And so occasionally there's disagreements based on partisanship, but I think it's important to emphasize that we live in such a politicized age, and Wisconsin is just so gridlocked and so paralyzed with 48% of the people on one side and 48% of the people on the other. I'm guessing that some people will understand, do I like the fact that a governor and an AG are of the same party? Or would I prefer that there be a governor and AG of different parties? Is that good for sort of checking and balancing government? Now, we don't know the outcome of the race for governor, but I wouldn't be surprised if some people are also thinking about, do they want a governor who do they want an attorney general who will 99% of the time agree with the governor of either party or 99% of the time disagree?
And what are some of the ways that attorneys general can go forward with their agreement on one party's politics or not? Like, for instance, how are Democratic attorneys general pushing back against President Donald Trump's policies?
I think it really becomes obvious about the importance of the partisan affiliation of an AG when we look at all of the lawsuits that have been filed by state attorneys general over the last 4 years. Some of them, like the incumbent here in Wisconsin, have participated in class action lawsuits, for example, against Obamacare to get it declared unconstitutional. And that's the law that protects pre-existing conditions. On the other hand, if we look at AGs from other states who are Democrats, we see them going to court on the opposite side of the political fence. In other words, they're trying to block, let's say, an immigration crackdown by the Trump administration, or they're trying to block a rollback of regulations that have to do with the environment or with consumer protection. And so the kinds of issues that individual voters care about all have legal aspects. And the party affiliation of the AG is very important to reflect whatever it is the majority of voters want, whether the majority of the voters in Wisconsin 2 weeks from now are going to say we want a Democratic AG or we want a Republican AG.
Do you find that people in Wisconsin generally pay attention to attorney general races, or is that something that, especially in this year's midterms with the race for governor and for congressional seats, that people won't be paying much attention to it?
Generally speaking, in Wisconsin, we've got very independent voters who don't feel that they want to do a straight party ticket. And so split voting is a very common phenomenon in Wisconsin. And that's why we've ended up with, let's say, a Republican governor and a Democratic AG or vice versa. This is relatively common. Wisconsinites are very independent. They often say things like, I vote for the candidate, not for the party. All that's been true with the exception of about the last 2 or 3 years, where there seems to be a lot less split voting, a lot less crossover voting. So I'm not sure what's going to be happening when it comes to the election next month. In other words, are people going to snap back to the traditional Wisconsin paradigm of, well, I'm voting for this party for governor, and then I think I'm going to vote for that party for AG? Or is it a new political phenomenon where people will say, I will never, ever vote for the other party. I will always vote for my party, regardless of which party it is. So I think we're really at the cusp of finding out if what's been happening politically in Wisconsin over the last 2 years, or perhaps for the last 8 years under Governor Walker's governorship, if that's typical or atypical. I suspect that we in Wisconsin have become so tribal that there's going to be very little split ticket voting, that there's going to be a lot of straight down the line party voting. And as a professor of government, I'm not sure that's such a good idea. I think it's good that people have a love for one party, to say this party reflects my values, whichever party it might be. But I'd really love to have voters who also feel independent saying, well, generally speaking, I agree with such and such a party, but for that race with those two candidates, I'm going to vote for the other party because I've made an independent decision. It seems to me that that's a more, I guess you'd say, perfection of democracy, with a kind of Wisconsin value of making judgments not blindfold, but rather based on the individual office and the individual candidates.
Thank you so much.